Hey everyone, Tamika's back with another recording. I'm going to be covering a few things on this recording, such as I have come very close to a slogan, and it goes like this: Welcome to Be Lifted, where the motto is to allow your soul to be lifted high on positivity. Maybe that should work. Still doing a little bit of tweaking. My main thing that I want to do too on this recording, besides the slogan, is to also cover fetishes when it comes to interracial dating. Many times we're like that white men have fetishes about dating a black woman because it's taboo. It's still taboo. You know, you see a lot of black men dating white women, but it's still kind of something you see rarely with black women and white men dating. So they always want to try to say that it's a fantasy of a white man, but what men always, everybody has a fantasy, you know. Just want to make sure that it's something that's in the heart. It's a heart thing and not just something to do like a hobby. And you know, black women also have a fetish too, some pertaining to being with a white man. It's like dating them, having kids that will come out with beautiful complexion, light complexion, beautiful hair, curly hair, good hair, whatever. I know in my situation though, I've always been attracted ever since I was young. I had to talk with my mom when I was like 12, and I let her know that I was attracted to white men. It may have been a little bit younger. I don't think it was that much more younger, but it's something around that age bracket. So it's important to be going out with a person because it's an attraction and it's not something just to do. It's not something that's on your bucket list. It's something that you truly want to do, because it's not cool to play with another person's heart. We want to always treat a person like the way we would like to be treated. And another thing that I want to cover, as always, on Be Lifted, I'm going to be covering everything. There will be no subjects that will not be touched. I'm going to look at both sides of the coin. I will not make things one-sided. I will not make everything about me. That's not what I'm trying to do. You can refer to what I'm trying to do in my about subject. I want to really make it my goal to cover things that people are afraid to talk about, like being straight. I celebrate being straight. You know, it's in the Bible, man and woman. And that's also getting drowned out too. People act like they don't want to say, I'm proud to be straight. Well, I did that. It's okay to be straight. Yeah. Shaft. Yeah. Shut your mouth. Close it. Can you dig it? Yeah. It's okay to be straight. Straight, period, is a good thing to do. And it's my choice, and it's other people too. Straight love is love too. So I'm going to be definitely covering everything like that. Definitely. And I'm ready for people to attack what I'm doing, because no matter how much I try to be positive, or you try to be positive, it's going to be someone who's going to be negative. And the subjects I'm going to be covering usually get backlash from it anyway. I'm ready. God says to fear not, and I'm not afraid. I covered even something today about, are Christians allowed to have fun? Yes, we're allowed to have fun. We're not boring people. But I'm going to talk about things that people think about, but they're afraid to speak about. I'm covering it all. And I'm definitely going to always refer to the Bible. I'm not a preacher, teacher. I'm just Tamika, trying to do everything in an inspiring, encouraging manner all the time, every time. So, I'm feeling so comfortable. And I will be doing a lot more recordings. They will not be long. My blogs will not be long. I don't want to bore people. I want to have people's attention and hold it. A blog is not supposed to read like a novel. It's supposed to get to the point and be fun and refreshing. And that's what I'm aiming to do. So far, it's going well, and I'm very proud. So I'm going to go ahead and bring this recording to a close. And you all have a very blessed day.